Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the John White Project. I am your host, John White, and I have to tell you, it is great to be back. For those of you following my story, the medication, the upped dose of the medication that the psychiatrist gave me is working fantastic. I gotta say, it is great. Everyone has noticed that the spark is back in my eyes. My wife says, yeah, I'm coming back around to the husband that she married. And even one of my daughters said, yeah, you sound like dad. So that's kind of cool. I'm literally and figuratively glad to be back. I am back at work full time, started last week. It was a short week because of a family day in Canada. I didn't make it all the way through the week. It was only a 4-day week. I could only get in for 3 days of it. I, of course, overdid it on the Tuesday and Wednesday. And on the Thursday, I could not get out of bed because I was so exhausted. I am taking it more reasonable, a little slower. I promised my wife that I won't overdo anything from now on. Not just this week, but from now on until my medication is gone. Something that keeps coming to mind, though, is in the books I've read, and even the doctor, the oncologist, said that I may never be 100% again, strength-wise, stamina-wise. And my mom even told me that. Now, she's a multiple-time cancer survivor. Yeah, she gets tired through the day. She has her naps and things like that. Now, this has been going on for a while because she never bounced back 100% after the surgeries and the chemical radiation that she had. So, yeah, it does quite the number on you. You know, my diagnosis was in May 2018. Surgery, which I thought I'd bounce back. You know, for those of you who have been following the John White Project, the story that is my life, I thought I'd bounce back no problem at all. Of course, never having surgery before. That was not the case. It did take almost 4 months before I could go back to work. When I did go back to work, I was on light duties. Then I got the news that the cancer wasn't all gone. So then we set up the radiation. Once I was finished the radiation, that was March 2020. Well, you know what happened in 2020? The world shut down for, I don't know, about 2 years. So basically for me, this is going on 4 years of here and there with the cancer, the radiation, the fatigue, the hormone therapy, the ups and downs in my mood swings, my hot flashes, which I still have and are brutal. But it's been the mood swings that has been the most trying, not only for myself, but for my family. I'm normally an easygoing guy, you know, don't care one way or another on most things. Yeah, this time I've been put my foot down on certain things, and they were the wrong things to make a stance on. So I apologize to everybody in my life that that this hormone therapy has affected. Joyce seen it firsthand, me slowly slipping into someone else, and my kids have, I think, taken the brunt of me being someone else, needing more medication. So once the psychiatrist upped the dose of Effexor, it took about 3 months to kick in and level out. And I feel like myself. I feel good the way that I should. Thank you, James Brown. I'm chipper. I've got a little spark in my eye. I've got that playfulness back. I even want to play music. That was the hardest thing of all. I put my guitar away because I felt, you know, in no means am I thinking that my guitar was talking to me, but it would sit there And I would look at it and I felt it was mocking me. So I put it away. I put it away for at least 2 months. So I couldn't see it. I wouldn't think about it. I would still listen to music. And that would put me in a better mood, but it would also frustrate me as well. There's nothing like listening to something that you absolutely adore and not being able to do it. So with the help of the counselor that I had, and it was excellent that my psychiatrist is a musician himself, I brought it back out and I made a conscious effort to play it, to play my guitar, to play it to music, for half hour each day. As the medication was balancing itself out, it became more of a joy to play my guitar, to play the music, to listen to the music, to feel the music again. Like I said at the beginning, it's nice to be back. But Leah, like I said, I'm back at work and it was nice. I'm still on modified, so I'm working Monday to Friday, 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. But when I went back and my shift was on their Monday to Thursday, 12-hour shifts. So I got to see everybody for the week, well, 3 days of it, and say hello. And they asked me how I was doing. So it was really nice to come back to smiley faces that were welcoming me. I make it a habit to say hello to pretty much everybody. I mean, no one's above anybody in my place of work, whether you're cleaning the floor, the toilets, or, you know, whether you're the manager. I make a habit of saying hello to everybody. And I had a lot of the facility staff actually come up and say, oh, were you on vacation? I just told them that, you know, I was on a medical leave. I was like, oh, but you're feeling better now? Absolutely. Oh, that's good to hear. Glad you're back. Security guys said the same thing. So it's, I want to say it's nice to be nice. And you know what? We have no reason to be awful to anybody. We really don't. We are all created in God's image and he loves us. So we should love everybody just the same way, right? I mean, come on. And if you're an atheist, that's too bad. You're still created in God's image. And I love you like a brother or a sister. There you go. Yeah, raspberries to you. But I just wanted to let everybody know that I am doing well. I'm feeling really good. Come the end of April, that will be my 1 year anniversary of my last Lupron shot. Now I still feel the Lupron in me. It is still slowing me down. I still go to bed around 7:30 at night. I'm usually asleep by about 8:30 because I'll listen to some Bible readings or I'll read my book. And then I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's enough sleep, but I'm just bagged. Like, I don't have a very strenuous job. It's a factory job. It's a lot of repetition and cycling through the different positions on the machinery, but yeah, at the end of the day, I am just glad it's the end of the day. Like most of you, you know, whether you've got an office job or a labor's job or laborer's job, you're all glad at the end of the day just to go home, kick your feet up and just relax. I'm beginning to appreciate that more and more. And now coming out of this fog, I'm beginning to appreciate a lot of things more and more. But that's it for me. I just wanted to let everybody know, all you guys know, that I'm back. I am back. I am planning live gigs with both my bands. I am planning live gigs in the summer with the band that we throw together from Monroe Stock. There will be more on Monroe Stock coming up as we get closer to August. I will be talking about that, and we will be going probably live on my other podcast, CH1 VPN. So it's Channel 1 Video Podcasting Network. I'm going to be doing some interviews of the bands that'll be up in Monroe Stock this year. I will also be doing live interviews at Monroe Stock. So there's going to be a whole bunch of live stuff and off-the-floor stuff just right there out in the field with the fire going and everything like that. So I'm really, really excited. I've started charting out different things to do with musicians. And you know what? It's just so nice to be back because it feels good. It feels right. It's good to feel like John again. Well, that's it for me. I will leave you on that happy note. Remember, everybody, be nice to everybody. You don't know what they're going through. That face that they have on just might be a mask hiding all the crap that's deep down inside. Love one another. And you know what? When this is all over, just give each other that really, awkward hug. Make it real. Give a bear hug just to let them know you miss them. I know I am. And when we can, tell each other that we love each other, because you know what? We really do, and we're really weird about saying it. And it should not be that weird. It really shouldn't. But you know what? Because it is, make it weird. Do it. All right. I am going to sign off. See, John is back, everybody. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And we're going to get back to the medical stuff. I'm sorry I never did that one on heart attacks. I really, really wanted to do it, but I was going to be reading off a script because it's never affected me personally. I've had a few people in my life who have had heart attacks. Nobody really wanted to come on and talk about it, give their real life stories. So that gave me no indication or approval to come on my podcast and tell their real life stories. So let's pray to God that it never happens to me, but let's keep praying for those that it has happened to, that they get better. You know what? Just everybody, just keep going for that physical. I've been preaching that for almost a year now. My podcast is almost a year old. Thank you all for that. Just keep doing what you're supposed to do. Once a year, go to the doctor. Gentlemen, get that weird, unusual finger. But it could save your life. Ladies, the same thing. Tell your man to get to the doctor. And you do the same thing. Do a self-breast examination. I believe that's how my mom caught her cancer. To go to the doctor, ask questions, find out what it is, if there is something there. But do it regularly. Go for your regular checkup once a year. It doesn't hurt. Hey, it's Canada. It doesn't cost you anything either. All right. I love you guys. There we go. Big kiss. Sending you big hugs. I'm out of here. And we'll see you next time on the John White Project. Thanks, everybody.